This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says that some people are trying to destabilize the country's politics for their petty interest. Prime Minister Oli says the social security allowance will be increased by the mid of July. Government and Tharwan Struggle Committee hold talks and more than 20 world leaders join work to prepare the world for future pandemics. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed his commitment to full press freedom. Addressing the 23rd anniversary program of the Reporters Club in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged the media to exercise the press freedom decently. He also pledged the government's readiness for the development and expansion of media sector. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said some people were trying to dilute the national politics for petty interests, blaming them or being jealous of development the incumbent government ushered. He also clarified that he was never a hurdle to party unity. Touching various issues, the Prime Minister stressed on following native cultures and expanding them to the world as models. The Prime Minister also pledged to increase the social security allowance from the next fiscal year. Likewise, the Prime Minister said there had been no discrimination in budget distributions to provinces and clarified special program and aids could be provided as per the need. The Prime Minister further says the government had been successful to test, treat and vaccinate people against the COVID-19 free of cost, although several countries are still struggling to receive the vaccine. Also speaking on the occasion, Communications and Information Technology Minister and Government Spokesperson Parvat Gurung stressed on disseminating research-based news rather than bringing out pessimistic news. Amidst the program, various personalities contributing to media sector were also awarded. The Reporters Club conferred the Tarini Prasad Koirala Journalism Award to Chief of the News Department of Radio Nepal, Dr. Navaraz Lamsal, and Senior Reporter of Nepal Television, Salikram Subedi. The government has initiated the first phase of talks with Tharu Welfare Assembly. A member of the government talk team, Dr. Razan Bhatra, yesterday informed that the talk was positive. He also said the next phase of the talk would be held soon. The government had formed the talk team under the coordination of Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa yesterday. Prime Minister's Foreign Affairs Advisor Dr. Razan Bhatra and former lawmaker Bhagwati Chaudhary are the members of the talk team. The talks are set to remain focused on 19-point demands put forth by the Tharwan Joint Struggle Committee and Central Agitation Mobilization Committee. The Nepal Communist Party Maoist Centre has filed a review petition against Supreme Court's verdict to annul the unification of the CPN-EML and CPN Maoist Centre. Talking to media persons after filing a review petition, Nepal Communist Party Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda said the Supreme Court's verdict to annul the unification of the CPN-EML and CPN Maoist Centre would be reviewed. He claimed that the Supreme Court's verdict was unusual and of political nature. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed grief over the passing away of Nepal's left and democratic movement leader Bishnu Bahadur Manandhar. The president has expressed heartfelt condolences to the grief-stricken family. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has also expressed grief over the demise of CPN United Chairperson Bishnu Bahadur Manandhar and of Chairperson of Mohanyal Rural Municipality of Kailali Nawal Singh Rawal. Issuing separate condolence notes, Prime Minister Oli said the deaths of Manandhar and Rawal are huge loss to Nepal's communist movement. Both of them were committed and honest leader. President Radha Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished good health to Indian counterpart Ramnath Kovind. In a tweet yesterday evening, President Bhandari wished speedy recovery to the Indian president. Kovind has recently undergone heart surgery. The Indian Army has provided Nepal Army with 100,000 doses of vaccine against COVID-19 as its assistance. At a program organized at the Nepal Army headquarters in Kathmandu yesterday, Indian Ambassador to Nepal Binay Mohan Quatra handed over the vaccine doses to Chief of Army Staff of Nepal Purna Chandra Thapa. Nepal Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information said the vaccine was handed over after the Indian Army Chief General M.M. Narwani virtually requested Nepal Army Chief Purna Chandra Thapa for receiving the vaccines. Radio Nepal is organizing the nationwide open modern music competition on the occasion of its 71st anniversary. Radio Nepal will broadcast the live coverage of the competition after the 11 a.m. news bulletin today. The competition will be organized on the premises of Radio Nepal at Singha Darbar. The competitors winning the first, second and third position will be honored with cash prizes and appreciation letters amidst Radio Nepal's anniversary function to be held on the 2nd of April. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda met and held discussions yesterday. According to sources, matters relating to contemporary politics among other pertinent issues were discussed in the meeting between the two leaders. Hundreds of domestic and international flights in Nepal had been adversely affected for 5 days due to poor visibility caused by smog. In account of such smog, hundreds of domestic and international flights have been cancelled and some of the flights have been diverted to other destinations. However, the Trivandrum International Airport said, despite the unfavorable weather condition, domestic and international flights had been operating under the Instrument Flight Rules, IFR, which governs the aircraft's flying in the instrument meteorological conditions. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 167 new coronavirus infection cases and 115 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The ministry unveiled the data that out of nearly 277,100 infected people, more than 272,700 have recovered from the infection. The ministry had reported 3 corona-related deaths yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. More than 20 world leaders have joined to make a call for a new global settlement to help the world prepare for future pandemics. The leaders, including the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, said COVID-19 posed the biggest challenge since the World War II. They said the pandemic has shown nobody is safe until everyone is safe, writing in the Daily Telegraph and publications such as Le Monde in France and El País in Spain. The 24 leaders argue that a treaty similar to that reached in the wake of the World War II is needed to build a cross-border cooperation. The United Nations is seeking $10 billion in aid to help Syria, saying civilians there continue to face attacks as well as increased hunger and poverty as the COVID-19 pandemic compounds the despair and disaster of 10 years of civil war. The appeal came ahead of today's Brussels Conference in Syria, which is an annual event co-hosted by the United Nations and the European Union. The aid includes $4.2 billion for the humanitarian response inside Syria and $5.8 billion for refugees and their hosts in the Middle East. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says that some people are trying to destabilize the country's politics for their petty interest. Prime Minister Oli says the social security allowance will be increased by the mid of July. Government and Tharwan Struggle Committee hold talks, and more than 20 world leaders join work to prepare the world for future pandemics. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.